Got a question. My sister wanted to know if denominations or churches still celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles.
Well, some do. There are some Messianic congregations and other congregations that believe in the feast days in the Bible, and they do practice the various feasts. Tabernacles is one of those feasts.
Okay.
And I don't believe, my personal belief is, as I read the New Testament, that the purpose for the ceremonial annual feasts was fulfilled when Jesus came. That's why you read in Colossians chapter 2 that the holidays and things that were shadows were nailed to the cross. Jesus was the fulfillment of all that. Now, the spiritual application of these we keep. For instance, you know how churches celebrate communion, where they have the bread and the wine?
Yes.
That is an example of the Passover, because the first communion service Jesus had was a Passover service. That's why he said, you know, I want to eat Passover with you, and that was the Last Supper. The Last Supper was a Passover. But it changed. The old Passover, they'd kill a lamb. We don't need to kill a lamb anymore because Jesus is our lamb. So all of the Jewish feasts went through radical change. We apply them spiritually now.
I see. Okay, that answers my question. I just wondered, and she was thinking that people should, or denominations should, participate or have these, you know.
We've got a book on that. I'll send you for free. It's by Joe Cruz. It's called Feast Days and Sabbaths.
Okay.
Feast Days and Sabbaths, and I hope that will help you, Pastor Dick. We'll give the number one more time.
1-800-835-6747. Feast Days and Sabbaths. Carla is the name of the book. Call that number and we'll send it to you tonight.